Good morning. Good morning. All right, you guys are awake. It's so rare to have developers awake at 9 o'clock in the morning. All right. I grew my beard just for you guys. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so just so we know what we're talking about. Extending DevOps with serverless logic apps. That's what you guys are here for? Yeah? Great. Okay. So logic apps is the connective tissue in Azure for connecting our SaaS services to our Azure services and even to on-prem facilities and servers through our hybrid connective gateway. Those SaaS services include third-party services such as Salesforce and Box, Workday, ServiceNow, and our first-party services, the Dynamics and Office and SharePoint, and connecting those to our Azure services, from being able to connect to a storage account or to container services or to our own Power BI and Azure Functions and all those services that we have. So one of the challenges we have dozens of services in Azure, but all those services by themselves aren't as interesting as if you put them together. And Azure Logic Apps, being our serverless workflow in the cloud, allows you to do that quickly and easily with all the connectors we have. It also has the ability to talk to systems on-prem, so you can talk to your SQL Server on-prem, you can talk to a SharePoint server, you can talk to an MQ Series server, you can talk to an SAP system, you can talk to your own custom web service that's running on-prem through our hybrid gateway called the On-Premises Data Gateway. All this is coming together, and with the power of cognitive services and AI, you're able to not only stitch these things together, but then actually create smart interactions across these and add intelligence to your integrations. How many saw logic apps in Scott's keynote? Everybody watch Scott's keynote? Scott Goo's keynote? Some of you. How many are familiar with logic apps? This is the first time? Oh, it's only about half of you. Great. Okay. So Logic Apps has over 200 connectors. So I talked about those SaaS services and Azure services and hybrid connectivity. And we have over 200 connectors to these various services. So if one of the services aren't there, you're able to create your own custom connector. That custom connector will behave just like the connectors we have that will allow you to abstract the connectivity to that service. So then you don't have to think about what the shape of the API is. You don't have to think about finding that SDK if you want to call that various service or how to do authentication protocol. We take care of all that in the connector. And then that connector also comes with what's called API connections. The API connections provides the abstraction to the connectivity of the configuration of that connector as well as the authentication. So you can authenticate once and then reuse that connection across multiple logic apps and instances so then it makes your development and management of that logic app much simpler. So there's lots you can do with logic apps. Today we're going to be talking about DevOps, but just to give you a sense of the versatility of logic apps, we have logic apps that does messaging in IoT. So your classic enterprise service bus types of scenarios, being able to do asynchronous messaging over queuing or pub/sub with topics. With services like Service Bus or Azure Queues. It does IoT, so you can get events from event hubs into your logic app and handle millions of events coming from these various endpoints. Data wrangling. If you need to move data from one place to another, for example, if you need to move data from a dozen different SQL databases and push it into your dynamic CRM system, enhancing that data or enriching it on the way as it goes from one source system to the final destination system, you can do that with logic apps. B2B and EDI. So if you're doing trading partner management, if you need to trade with Walmart, for example, that means you have to understand AS2 and X12 processing. A lot of people don't understand that, but that's really big business. And we have the power in the types of messaging handling that we have in logic apps to be able to provide that capability for you. We do kind of classic enterprise application integration. So scenarios that you typically would use BizTalk Server for in the past, you can now move those types of things to iPaaS in the cloud doing with logic apps. And again, using ESB types of scenarios and connecting to entities on-prem like SAP or AS400 systems. Smart SaaS and bots. So we have about a dozen or so different connectors that are just for cognitive services. So, you know, as your data is coming through your Logic app, you get to enrich it and actually add intelligence to your integration. So that intelligence can include things like text analytics. If I want to understand the sentiment, I want to be able to break up various texts into its component keywords. I want to be able to detect the language. I want to be able to convert that language from one language to another. I want to do vision analysis, detect, you know, who's in a particular video or picture. I want to be able to do transcription of those. I want to be able to understand, you know, is anybody saying any bad words that I want to remove from a transcript? So all those available to you in Logic Apps, including things like language understanding and integration, so then you can do bots and do a bot handling within Logic Apps as well. And finally, what we're going to talk about today is DevOps. So you want to be able to extend your DevOps experience using Logic Apps, where you can now have the power of these connectors, and these connectors will include things like Azure Functions and Azure Automation, so you can run runbooks, the ARM connectors, the Azure Resource Manager, so you can actually interact with templates and operations against the resources through the raw ARM APIs, all available to you within Logic Apps. And all that is built on a serverless, our serverless technology. What does that serverless technology mean is that it's an event-driven scale. So you just have to worry about writing your Logic App, deploying it to the cloud, and we will handle all of the scalability for you. You don't have to think about servers. You don't have to think about a plan. You know, you don't have to think about how do I plan for the maximum load and then, you know, for my peak throughput, then get the capacity that I'm sitting there that's idle and it's only used once a month or twice a year during certain times or holidays. And that means it's cheaper for you. There's less DevOps, at least on the Logic App side, for you to go and handle. You know, there's no IaaS, no VMs that you have to go and patch for the OS. There's no machines to deploy. There's no plans that you have to go create. Along with serverless also comes the micro billing. So you only pay for what you consume. So Logic Apps is based on an action execution model. So every action that gets executed, you get micro billed for. But if there's no actions running, there's no workload, then you don't get billed. It's just sitting there idle. So it's a really nice way to be able to, you know, manage your costs and only pay for what you consume. Okay, so most of this talk is going to be about a demo and how I do DevOps. Is that what people want to see? They don't want to see slides. You see slides all the time. Okay. Hopefully the demo gods are on my side this morning. It's early, but... So let's start from scratch. Since some of you haven't played with Logic Apps before, I'm going to go ahead and create a Logic App right from zero. And I'm going to create a Logic App. So when you create a Logic App, it's going to ask you your basic set of questions for any resource in Azure. The first is its name. So serverless DevOps demo. Okay. I'm going to put it into my subscription. I'm going to use an existing resource group. And I'll pin it to the dashboard, just make it easier for me to find. So in the background, what this is doing is going to ARM and then to our resource provider to go ahead and create this resource. A little slow today. There we go. To create this resource, so what it's going to first do is just allocate that empty Logic App for me, and then instantiate and open it. Instantiate and open. Right. Hopefully, one of the benefits of doing my demos first thing in the morning is that I get all the network bandwidth. Okay. So when you first start with the Logic App, you get this blank slate, and we give you a little intro video for your first time. And we give you some shortcuts to some triggers. The trigger is going to be the action that will start a new instance of a Logic App. So what are you listening for? It's like when something happens. Those things include being able to listen to, for example, a service bus queue. You can have Logic Apps that run on a schedule, a very simple schedule, every 5 minutes, every day, or a complex schedule, like the third and fourth Friday of every month at 4 and 5 o'clock. You can have those complex schedules. You can listen for events from, you know, a new SQL row is inserted. You can listen for at an FTP server, et cetera. And we also have some built-in templates to get you started if you want to see either patterns or a shortcut for a common pattern that you typically use and just want to get started quickly. But we'll start from a blank Logic App. So the first thing you have to do is add a trigger. So in this instance, what I'm going to do in my DevOps story is that after a build occurs, I'm going to take a ARM template, take that ARM template and drop it into a blob. And then when that template is put into a blob, I want this logic app to wake up, take that template, read it, deploy it through ARM, extract the callable endpoint that's in there, and then execute it. And that ARM template will have a logic app in it that will act as my test suite to call an endpoint to make sure that after every build, I'm able to go ahead and test the app that I just built. Okay, so that means the first thing I want to do is listen to Azure Event Grid. So Azure Event Grid is our serverless eventing story in Azure. And today, so when a new resource event occurs, today there's a list of about a dozen different services that emit events into Event Grid from Azure, and that list is going to grow. At some point, all Azure services will emit events to Event Grid. So first I'll pick my sub. And then the resource type. Here's the list of resource types that are supported today. And I'm going to go ahead and pick a storage account. So one of the great things about Event Grid is not only can you listen to Azure events, but you can listen to your own custom events. So you can create a custom topic and then do push types of messaging to your services, to either logic apps, to your function, to whatever resource that you want to listen to. Okay, so then the resource type that I want to listen to is my blob. So this is my storage account that has my blob in it. And then there are two types of events that can occur. It's either a created event or a deleted event. So I want to know when a new blob is created. Okay, so easy enough. So now I have a logic app that will instantiate every time a new blob is created in my storage account. So just to show you some of the capabilities of logic apps, I'm going to go into a little bit of the bowels and things you can do with it. So the first thing I'm going to do is add a variable. And we'll see why I'm going to do this in a little bit. So initialize variable. So variables are, you know, as you guys are all developers, variables are great for imperative coding. But even for declarative coding, you get to put a piece of data into a variable and then reference it later on in your logic app. So here I'm going to create an array. And because I know that one of the return properties from the event grid is going to be the subject, and the subject is going to have a reference to the blob that I have as a path. And so what I want to do is take that path and split it into a collection of the elements of that path. So in logic apps, we have a pretty extensive expression language where you can, with probably 100 or so different types of expression functions, you can do a lot of manipulation and message formatting. So here we're going to use what's called a split. And I'm going to split on the subject property of what's coming from the event grid. So one of the things you can see is that every time I have a step in my logic app, I get to see all the outputs from the previous step in my logic app and then consume them within this step. So one of the great things about connectors is that it abstracts all of these different API calls and the inputs and outputs and create a canonical model for how you interface with all of these different services. Great, so now I have a variable with that. So the next thing I'm going to do is get my blob. So I have my blob. So before I do that, I just wanted to show you this. I'm going to go ahead and expand this out. So you can see here our extensive list of connectors, you know, that we have. So I can access, you know, files on my local file system. I can access the container services, Azure ML, third-party services like Campfire and Chatter, and you know, we have our own content moderator. So this list goes on. We have a huge list of connectors and services that you can see, and this list is quite long. And then within each of those, we have, you know, from a few operations to dozens of operations in each. Let's go to blob. And in this case, I want to get the blob, get blob content. And so now that the content is going to be in this path for the storage account, right? I just want to make sure I'm connected to the right storage account. Yes. So what I'm going to do here is add another expression where I'm going to concatenate. So we have more expressions. I'm going to concatenate the variable. So in that, oops. Concatenate the output of the variable. Where is it? Let's try that again. Of course, the demo gods are not on my side. That's okay. We'll do this anyway. So concat. It's not showing up. Variables. And that variables is going to be that's why. Okay, so this is my split. Okay, let's try that again. So I'm going to go ahead and go back to my expression, then do a concat, and go back to my dynamic content. And now I should see my split. So here, this is my variable name is split. I forgot to add that before. And so what I'm going to do is, in my split, I know I have an array, and the fourth item in my array, if I had more time, I'd explain why I know that's the fourth one. But the fourth item in my array, and I'm going to add a slash, and then the last item in that array, which is here, question mark, and 6. Trust me. If I had more time, I'd actually show you what that array structure looked like, so then you can go pick the right items in that array. Okay, so now I have getting a blob with the content, with the referencing the path that came from the event. Okay, so now that I got the content of the blob, I actually want to call arm and say, hey, arm, go ahead and deploy this template. I know what I've just extracted from that blob is an arm template. So we have, as one of our connectors, the Azure resource. The Azure Resource Manager connector, which has quite a few different operations where you can create resource groups and you can create different deployment templates. You can actually call operations on a resource itself. So you can do things like turn on and off a VM right from here. But in this case, I want to create or update a deployment template. Yeah, okay. So, this is daunting. It's not really that daunting. So we have a long list of stuff, and the first thing I'm going to do is go create our logic apps PM, the resource group that I want to send it to is the serverless deploy resource group, and I'll call this serverless deploy, if I can spell correctly. You guys can see that, yeah? Okay, now the template content. So the template content, what I got back was actually a binary encoded object that comes back from the blob store. So I want to convert that into a JSON object, because that's what ARM likes. So I'm going to go ahead and use our JSON converter. And once I use that JSON converter, I can now reference the file content. OK. And so that's it. So one of the things that I'm trying to convey here, how easy it is to not have to write any code and use expressions and being able to do these very complex conversions and array manipulation and string manipulation all within our designer using a declarative model. Okay. So the next thing I'm going to do is then, so that's going to execute. And if anybody's deployed a template through ARM, you realize it can take a little while. So what I want to do is wait for that to complete. So we have here the Come back. Go back to that ARM connector. And in that ARM connector, we have the ability to read. Read a template deployment. Again, I'll pick my subscription, the resource group, so plan myself to deploy, and then the deployment name I know that I got from, from the last one, which should be deployment name. And if I remember this right, deployment name. Name of the deployment. Okay, great. And this time we're going to wait. So now it's going to sit there and wait for that deployment to occur. And the next thing I'm going to do, so now that once that completes, I'll show you the ARM template that I have. So here's the actual ARM template. In that template, I have a logic app within that template. So here you can see the resource type is a logic app, and I have a couple of actions in there. At the very end, this is a little trick for you guys doing ARM deployments. In the output section, I've extracted the callback URL from my logic app. My logic app has an HTTP request endpoint. I extracted that, so now after I deploy my template, I can utilize that that output and call my logic app. So let's go do that. So one of the other actions we have is the ability to call a random HTTP endpoint. As people are coming in, the network is getting slower. Okay, so here I'm going to do a post. And the URL I'm going to use is the output. So if I'm going to go here, I'm going to pick read outputs. Where is my outputs? No. MNOP outputs. There we go. Okay, my font is too small. Now, as part of my outputs, if you saw my ARM deployment template, the outputs had a name, and that name of that output was LA callback URL. And then I want to extract the value from that output. Say OK. And so now I'm calling that that request. So then, of course, we want to see if that what this ARM temp, the logic app is doing, is acting as is the a test suite, essentially. So you can create an ARM, a logic app which will then test your service endpoint. And in this case, I'm going to look at the results of that. And so here's the status code. And if it's equal to 200, now I'm going to post something to my teams. Right? So you may use Slack, or you may use email, or you may use whatever source you want in terms of how your ops or your devs actually listen to things that are happening within the build system. Network's getting slower. Come on, I got 3 minutes. Hello? Hello? Come on, Demogants. Make sure everything saves okay. Well, let's add this again. Okay, there we go. So let's go to Teams in this case. Microsoft Teams. I'm going to post the message. OK, so Here's my team ID, which I'm going to go to my Logic Apps demo team, and I'm going to post this to our ops channel, and I'll just say, keep it simple, success, full test. Okay. I'm not going to do the other side just for lack of time. Let's go save that. Okay, so now I've saved that. So now I have, you know, built in a few minutes the ability to go ahead and listen to a blob store when a new blob gets added to it, extract the blob content, push that as an ARM template, wait for that template to complete, and then call the logic app within that ARM template that was deployed, and then go ahead and find out the result. So I have another logic app that's already that I already built. And in this one, it's listening for when a build occurs. So when a build completes, we have a VSTS connector. So it does things like allowing you to listen for builds. You can listen for when check-ins occur. In this case, I'm waiting for a build to complete. And then I'm going to go ahead and switch on the result. And on the result, if the build was good, then I'm going to post a message to Teams, get the ARM template, that's my test template, and push it to that blob, which will then be picked up by our other team. And on the other side, if the build failed, I also notify my team and then also create a support ticket in ServiceNow so then they can go ahead and see what's happened with the build. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to a build, and I'm going to queue a new build. And so this is where everything comes up, and I'm going to go ahead and queue. And hopefully VSTS is behaving well and is going to go and quickly run. Let's actually watch this go. So you don't really have to hit run. What happens here is that I get to watch live as I'm waiting for that event to come in. So I'm waiting for my build to complete. I don't know why it's, it'll take a little while. The anticipation. Did I do everything correct? I hope so. So this is not Logic Apps. We're just waiting for VSTS to actually post the event. Eventually, I hear a little ding on my phone when the build is complete. And so I'm waiting for that little ding. And then when that ding occurs, then we should see our Logic App react to that build. Come on. Ah, there it goes. So it's gone ahead and the build is complete. So it's actually gone ahead and got the file content out of my cloud service, OneDrive, and now it's pushed it to create blobs. You can see this live. So one of the great things that you get from Logic Apps is not only the ability to have this declarative workflow, but you get to actually see the path and the inputs and outputs of every step, right? So as I look at the outputs of my build, you get to see all the content that's happened for that particular build, right? So it's a really great way to see that. So now if I go back to my Logic App here, and hopefully if everything went right, I do a refresh, and it failed. Okay. But one of the great things, I probably did a typo someplace, one of the great things about using Logic Apps is then you get to use this monitoring view to see what happened and what went wrong. So I did a typo here, probably. Two variables, of course. So very easy to fix. You guys didn't catch that and help me. Come on, guys. You guys aren't awake. But that's one of the great things. So in just 2 seconds, I was able, in this asynchronous process, go ahead and figure out what went wrong. And what I was missing here is like, what do you want to split on? Very simple. That in quotes. Okay. I don't know if we'll have enough time to do this again. Let's see if the build is faster this time. You think a build is faster the second time? It should be, but it's all in VSTS's hands to see how fast it will go. Now, I know all you guys are waiting in anticipation to make sure my demo expertise has worked. What time's the next talk? 9:30? Oh, okay. Well, then I have to finish. Come on, finish for the demo. Do you guys trust me? No. It's not as fun unless you see all green, right? I should have picked a faster build system. There we go. Okay, so now that's done. If I go back to my Logic app, hopefully this, oops. No, I didn't save. That didn't work. I forgot to save. So that won't work. Shoot. Okay. You will have to trust me. Well, what I'll do for you, because I know that now this didn't work because I forgot to save. Yeah, it didn't work because save. You can trust me because what I'll do is I'll show you one that did run earlier this morning. And you can see in that same Logic app, this will come up. I'd run it again, but we have no time. But then you can see that it's based on that event. It's actually called deployed that template, called it, waited for it to be complete, and then posted a message to Teams noting that your build was done. So this is a great way to go ahead and extend your DevOps. You can do integrated testing. You can do other things like I want to deploy a VM and take it down, you know, and have that integrated into my DevOps story. So my time is up. I know I started a few minutes late, but I have to hand it off to the next guys. If you guys have any questions, I'll be hanging out here, so please come up and ask some questions.